This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me just tell you right now, you are living la vida loca. You are living the dream as conservatives. Welcome, everybody. You gun-toting patriotic Americans. Let me tell you what's happening in leftistville, utopia. They are still trying to convince themselves that they are relevant. They believe that the Trump's victory was no big deal. They believe that the thoughts and the values of conservatism are of no consequence to them. They are delusional. And I'm telling you, let me tell you why they're doing this. They're doing it to convince themselves. You ever heard somebody say, you know, I'm so good, I'm really good, I'm this, I'm that. You can really sing, Kev. You're amazing, Kevin. You've got an amazing singing voice. I am singing. That's the liberals, okay? That's what they're doing. They must convince themselves that they're right. It is, I am good enough, I am smart enough, I am strong enough, and I'm darn well worth it. And they know they're not. So you should feel good. I realize, folks, they're piling on. Let them do it. Let them do it. Let them enjoy it. And you fight them back at every turn. They go, I'm good enough. And you go, no, you're not. I'm strong enough. You're weak. I'm the best. No, you suck. You just, everything they do is you completely obliterate their affirmations. Because let me tell you something. It's being done. And the only way they survive is if they can try to collectively tell themselves that it's okay. No matter what, Trump, Hillary got more votes than Donald Trump. Yeah, well, who's sitting in the Oval Office? Everything they do, you must refute. Because let me tell you, it was all built on a lie. I watched Hillary Clinton, look, it's been a couple of days, sit up there and, well,
the reason why I lost is,
and there's been an analysis yet again. How many analyses did we have when Hillary lost, you know, back when she actually lost? November the 9th. You remember November the 9th? The shock. Oh, my gosh. She lost. What do we do? I can't believe he won. There's an amazing consolidation video of everybody who said Donald Trump wouldn't win. We talked about it at the time. I feel like we've gone back to deja vu of November the 9th. Because it was Tom Hanks. It was Stephen Colbert. It was, I don't know, that little hack Brit dude. It was all of them, all these stars. That's not going to happen. It is going to happen. Donald Trump will never be president. I mean, it was ridiculously funny. And the whole time, I'm going, oh, Donald Trump will be president. Even Michael Fathead Moore knew Donald Trump was going to be president. Van Jones warned him, let me introduce you to your new president, Donald Trump. And he explained why. And I give him credit for that. He told it like it was. But with very few exceptions, almost all of these leftists, Donald Trump, he's never going to be president. And he's president. And then it became the analysis. Well, it wasn't Hillary's fault. It was the Russians. It was this. It was that. It was every excuse in the book except what it really was. Hillary Clinton. So now we get to do it again. Why? Because Hillary's emerged from a rat hole. She's feeling confident because we're no longer talking about her scandals, her server issues, and her pedophilia stuff, and all the other things that are circling around her and her compadres. Because let me tell you something. You want to see a cesspool? You want to see a swamp? Go surround yourself with the people around Hillary Clinton. Anthony Weiner, does that come to mind? I'm just telling you, folks, let them, these people want to live in the delusion. Hillary's now become, oh, I'm going to be part of the anti-Trump thing. Can you, I go back to Obama lost, I mean, Obama won. We didn't, okay, I was mad, you were mad. But at the end of the day, all we did was say, fine, we'll get you back at the polls. Do you hear these people talk? We'll get them at the polls. We'll get. What are they doing? They're trotting out all the retreads. Elizabeth Warren. I heard Bill Maher say he still wants Bernie Sanders. Hey, Bill, Bernie's going to be 150 when it's time for him to run for president again. Are you kidding? This is it? And somebody made the comment, oh, well, somebody will emerge. Really? You haven't had enough time? There are not enough Democrats out there for somebody to have already emerged? Oh, by the way, while you guys were concentrating, I'm not talking to you conservatives, I'm talking to the leftists that listen to the program, while the leftists were all consumed with coronating Hillary Clinton as the next president, did they overlook a few Mexicans? Maybe they overlooked a few blacks. Maybe they overlooked a few other women. Maybe they overlooked a few Guatemalan midgets. I don't know, but I'll tell you this, if you don't have somebody waiting in the wings playing triple-A ball, how do you expect to get to the majors? Folks, you're winning. Conservatives, we are winning. And all of this talk of what the left is going to do in the blame game, let them enjoy it. Enjoy it. Because let me tell you something. That strategy isn't going to work. And in this Bill Maher interview, and I'll play, I could do an entire hour easily on the 7 minutes of Bill Maher because he flip-flops from sanity to insanity. You get to see the yin and yang of his world in all its glory because the guy agrees with Hillary Clinton. Oh, well, Hillary Clinton, you know, she's right about the misogyny, and America's a misogynist country, and there are 80 countries that have had women leaders, and America hasn't had one. Who gives a crap? Let me tell you something. There are 50 countries that have had black leaders, and America just got one. Well, if you want to call Barack Obama a leader. So are we still behind? By the way, those countries are called African countries, okay? That's had black leaders. You know what? European countries tend to have people European. It's funny. How many black leaders have led Spain? I'm just curious. How many women leaders have led Zimbabwe? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. Nobody in the world gives a crap. Why is it America has to be concerned with all of the different things going on? How many female leaders have there been in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Iran, in all of the Middle East? I'm just curious. Unbelievable. These people never even stop to think about anything beyond America hasn't done its part. Look, it isn't like we're stepping on the throats of women. Women can do whatever they choose to do. You want to be president? Set your sights on it. Make it happen. But it shouldn't have been Hillary Clinton. And by the way, it shouldn't have been Barack Obama. There you go. Kevin Jackson just laying it on for you, folks, because I'm telling you, if you allow these people to just talk and without any controversy, that's how we lose the battle. And I don't know about you. I'm not losing any more battles. Leftists are lying to themselves. And you know what? I'm going to tell them. I'm going to call them liars. Vicious liars. That's what they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio show.
Left is trying to convince themselves that they're on the right track. And what's funny, you hear one leftist go, "We're on the right track. We could have won." And then other leftists go, "We're not on the right track. We got to rethink things," or whatever. It's funny to watch them. And they are the best way. I can describe it in so many different ways, but you have to pick your poison, right? So if I'm talking about Bill Maher, he understands they got their butts kicked for a reason. He interviewed Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and he says to her, "So you seem to speak the language of the people, you know, you seem to be talking about all the Wall Street blah blah blah, the fat cat profiteering, but why didn't that transfer into a win for Hillary and a win for progressivism, et cetera, et cetera? Why hasn't it?" And she had no answer. She says, "People are angry." And Mark couldn't handle it. He's like, "We know people are angry. Give me a deeper meaning." Here's his answer, Bill Maher. "There is none. There is no deeper meaning. People are angry." She doesn't know why. She's out of touch. This is a woman who faked her way through life, and now she's trying to pretend that she knows what everybody else is looking for. She's a fraud. The same way all these other people are fraud. Bill Maher, you're a fraud. He won't even pay attention to, they don't even know what questions to ask. That's what's really funny about this. They don't know what questions to ask. If he were truthful, he'd say to Elizabeth Warren, doesn't the Democrat Party have a difficult time reconciling, for example, your ascension, Elizabeth Warren, has been built on a house of cards. It's a fake. Barack Obama, it's a house of cards. It's a fake. His ascension is a fake. Hillary Clinton has no real record. She's a fake. Bernie Sanders, who Bill Maher loves, he's a fraud. When he was poor, he hated millionaires. Now he's a millionaire, he hates the billionaires. You know, they're all frauds. That's the questions they should be asking is, are you worried at all that you're being uncovered? That people now know you for who you are. And that the people who used to listen to the mainstream media who fed them their fraud information no longer listen. People are now starting to think for themselves and are saying, you know what, I'm not going to believe the hype. Are you concerned that's going to continue? They lost 1,050 seats in the time of their God. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 years? You think it's going to get better with no message? God, it's amazing. Look, but love it. Conservatives, love this. Enjoy this. This is nirvana. This is ambrosia. Food from the gods. I mean, Hillary Clinton's out there running around, well, I kind of won. I really did. I mean, if you think about it. And let's play that clip. You got the clip?
As Nate Silver, who doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, has concluded, if the election been on October 27th, I'd be your president. I was leading in the early vote. I had a very strong, and not just our polling and data analysis, but a very strong assessment going on across the country about where I was in terms of, the necessary both votes and electoral votes. And remember, I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. So it's like...
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love listening. I hate Hillary's voice. I mean, I wouldn't want to be with that woman for more than, well, I wouldn't want to be with her at all. But I love listening to them explain stuff. So here's what Hillary says. Nate Silver... And, of course, we all know who the great Nate Silver is, right? Well, he's an independent analyst. He doesn't work for her. Not Nate Silver, no. He's independent. And he said that if the election had been held on October 27th, well, Hillary would be president. Well, there you go. I mean, that's all you need to hear, isn't it? See, I love that. I love how politicians do that. They take the one person... And I'm sure Nate Silver is a respected guy. And you know what? Nate Silver may very well be right about October 22nd. I'll put it to you this way. If the election had been held, let's say, April 13th, I could have very well been president. Now, I don't know if I can get Nate to say that or some other pundit, but who knows? If the election had been held, say, February 13th, maybe Rick Perry could have been president. But do you get what I'm saying? The idea for Hillary Clinton is, well, there was a date where I could have won it. It was all the polling. Everything indicated that I was going to be the winner. Oh, and by the way, I was the leader in the early vote. Oh, by the way, all these other polls showed me as the winner or should be the winner. There was a strong assessment. I love it. There was a strong assessment in both regular votes and electoral votes. And let's remember, everybody, I won the popular vote. Well, hey, Hillary Clinton, congratulations because, and let me explain, everything you just said, get your butt not in the Oval Office, but seated where it is right now. That's the difference. And as I always like to make these analogies, but there was a fight I watched where the champion was a guy named Lacey, and he fought Calzaghe, who's a mousy-looking white dude that everybody underestimated, and Lacey is built like a brick crap house, right? And he's the champ. He's been running through people. He's a muscular black cat. And so he goes over to Calzaghe somewhere, I guess in Scotland or something. I don't know what Calzaghe is, but I know it ain't African. And this little skinny white dude beat the living daylights out of him, just little, what I call love taps, but enough love taps will knock you the heck out. And so Calzaghe beats Lacey to within an inch of his career. I mean, the dude looks like his lips are swollen, the whole thing. And when they interviewed the champ, they were both champions, co-champions, but Calzaghe won all the belts. And they interviewed Lacey after the fight. And I swear, you got to go look at this clip on YouTube. They interview him. He's beat up. Calzaghe looks like he'd been sipping tea with his blokes. I mean, he didn't look like he'd even been in a fight because he didn't get touched. And so they interview Lacey, the former champ now who lost two belts to this mousy-looking white dude. And they said, what do you got to say? And he says, well, at least he didn't knock me out. And I'm thinking to myself, really? That's what Hillary Clinton is essentially saying. Well, I got beat up, but at least he didn't knock me out. Okay, Hillary, because everything you said, all the rationalizations you want to give, means nothing. All that it says is that you lost. The left want to spin this. They want to find something to hold on to. And you know what really bugs me? The biggest issue, and this is what I'm going to talk about later on in the broadcast coming up, why the Republicans refuse to take advantage of this. Why these people will not double down. Look, I don't care that it's that the budget has to be bipartisan. I want our budget. We did not elect Donald Trump so we can get the status quo. We elected Donald Trump because we wanted effective change in D.C. And let me tell you something. I don't have any more access at this point to Trump than anybody else. But it's probably not totally true. But here's what I'll tell you. And I know I speak for many of you when I say this. We want Donald Trump to get in there and to lay the hammer of Thor down on D.C. Anything less is unacceptable. And all these platitudes of people, oh, well, here's what we need to do in order to make sure that the Democrats get what I don't give a crap what the Democrats want. They lost. We got stuff forced. I mean, we got force fed like foie gras. And enough is enough. It is now time for us to make a stance. We've got a year and a half to get everybody else on board. Make it happen. And that's what we should be doing. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Talk a little bit more here about Hillary Clinton again today, offering the fullest public explanation that we've heard from her so far for why she thinks she lost to Donald Trump last November. Let's play a little bit more of what she had to say.
As Nate Silver, who doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, has concluded, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. I was leading in the early vote. I had a very strong, and not just our polling and data analysis, but a very strong assessment going on across the country about where I was in terms of, the necessary both votes and electoral votes. And remember, I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. So it's like...
David Corn, let me ask you about this. One thing that struck me, sort of the reaction of Democrats to the election and the response there you heard from the crowd. I'm thinking back to 2000 when Al Gore lost to George W. Bush. Gore had won the popular vote. It came down to the Supreme Court, this 5-4 Supreme Court ruling. And I remember a lot of Democrats saying, well, we think Gore got robbed, but we ultimately blame Gore for putting himself in position to be robbed. Sounds to me like Democrats just think Hillary Clinton was robbed this time around. Not as much appetite for sort of the self-criticism. At least it feels that way to me.
Well, I'm not sure. I think some Democrats obviously believe that. And with the Hillary Clinton campaign, the external factors that were one of many factors. Of course, they had done better in those Midwestern states, as you had up on the board, Steve. They would have won. But the external factors, the Russian attack on the American system, the Comey letter at the end, those are things that were literally beyond her control. You know, Al Gore not campaigning in certain areas, all within his control. So I think that's the slight difference between 2000 and 2016. Of the many factors that led to her defeat, including some that were entirely her fault, there were others that were not her fault and that may have been responded to differently by the media and other people.
Poppycock. That was the biggest crock of nonsense. When Gore lost to Bush, what's funny about this is that everybody thinks that so when Gore lost to Bush, Bush took over, and it was horrible. Bush was no good as a president. I mean, let's just be honest, folks. It wasn't like, and I'll be honest, I was so happy that we had a Republican back. It was like, okay, woo-hoo, but I didn't think about who it really was. It would have been like if McCain had beaten Obama, we would have all been happy, and then we would have been going, well, wait a minute, we got McCain, right? But it is what it is. So it isn't like all I can tell the left is be careful where you're going with this, because Trump is not a Bush. Trump, Bush, I don't know, I think he brought on Roberts, Justice Roberts. We're thinking, we got a good conservative. And then what does he give us? Obamacare. Bush became the compassionate conservative. He's better friends with Barack Obama than Barack Obama's family in Kenya. The dude is, he is a, as far as I'm concerned, he's the biggest rhino on the planet. Look at the people he surrounds himself with. Colin Powell, turncoat, Condoleezza Rice. I know people love Condoleezza. Go look at her record. She is a freaking rhino par excellence. Everything she stands for is might as well line up with the left. The only thing she ideologically understands is that you should be able to work, and she doesn't believe in big government per se, but many of her ideology is leftist. So Bush chose exactly who he is. These left-leaning moderates that kind of could walk the line, and you see where they are. So yeah, I think if Trump is no Bush, I'm just putting it to you that way. Now, again, I don't like everything that's going on with Donald Trump, but I'll tell you, so far, rock star status. Now, I want to get back to what they were talking about. Kornacki said it's like people want to believe Hillary Clinton got robbed. They want to equate this to the Gore thing. But he said something very, very specific that they should be paying attention to, that it doesn't appear that the left has an appetite for self-criticism. That's what I've been spending the majority of the broadcast on today. That is exactly right. They don't want to just stop and go, we could be wrong. You know, there are many things you do in your life that if you're going to be introspective, if you're truly looking to understand who you are, you got to stop and go, wait a minute, this may not be the thing that's going to get me what I need. So, and I'll tell you, if you've ever been to counseling, that's the question they ask you. Do your behaviors get you what you want, what you're craving? We all crave something. For example, you may crave the love of a person, right? But if you always demoralize them or demean them, don't be surprised if you don't get love. You follow me? I know you do. I'm slowing it down for the leftists that listen to the program. So, and that's essentially what the left is saying. They're saying, look, we want you to love us. Love us, love us. Oh, by the way, you guys are deplorables. We cannot stand you. We don't want to listen to you or any of your policy positions. We will jail you if we could. We'd stone you. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to be rallying, expect us to come out and beat the crap out of you. But will you please love us? Will you love our ideas? Will you understand that all we want is tolerance? And for people to love each other and be huggy, wow, you have a heck of a way of showing it. It's kind of like battered husbands, bullies, any of the things that we look at in society and go, this is not cool. Do you think these people really want? They're exactly that. They epitomize all those negative things that we fight against in society. And yet they claim to want to help. They want to get around, you know. No. We don't, anti-bullying campaigns and all these other things. They start these things to make themselves feel better because they're bullies. I mean, they might as well start White Beaters Anonymous because, you know what? We'll all get together, we'll talk about how much we're going to stop beating the wives, and then, you know, we'll go back home and beat the wives. Oh, my goodness. And then the guy goes on. The external factors. The Russian attack, the Comey letter, these were beyond her control. Well, and then he says, and the comparison is Gore just didn't campaign in certain areas. That was what was the reason why he lost. No, the reason why Gore lost is because he wasn't the better candidate. I hate to say that because Bush wasn't much better. But the reason why Hillary Clinton lost has nothing to do with the Comey letter or the Russians. It had to do with the fact that they picked a bad candidate. And the fact that the media was no longer being paid attention to. And, oh, by the way, in Hillary's, to give her a little bit of fault, what did she do? They told us, oh, you know what? We don't need to pay any more attention to Pennsylvania. We got it. It's in the bag. They rolled up the carpets and they moved. They packed up the van and they, you know, the Scooby van took off down to another state. And in fact, if you guys recall, Hillary Clinton was so cocky that she was going to win. They said, we're going to shift our strategy to going after red states. And they moved into Texas and they said, we'll take Texas and we'll make sure this thing is off the block. We'll take whatever. I don't know. They chose two states. I don't remember the other one, but I know Texas was one. And I remember thinking, are these people delusional? Number one, you don't have Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan locked up. I'll get the word out here in a second. You better stay there and shore up the base. Hillary Clinton wasn't making campaign appearances. Where was Donald Trump? He was flying all over the place. Trump was doing 4-to-1 work of Hillary Clinton. Hillary was trying to stay alive. She was trying not to die. Folks, this is practically comedy. These people are crazy. He goes on to say she could have done better in the Midwestern states. Well, she could have done better in Pennsylvania. She could have done better in some of the Southern states. There's a lot of reasons, but they want to do the postmortem again. They have dug up the body to see if there was arsenic or acetylglycine. What acetylglycol? Isn't that antifreeze? That's what women will put in a man's drink to kill him. Hillary says she would have been president, except for the nagging problems with her secret emails, those of her campaign chief. She declared herself to be part of the resistance opposing President Trump. Good for you. You know why? Leftists believe it's safe to come back in the water. They really do. They believe that you have been silenced again. And I'm going to tell you, should you be offended? Possibly. I would tell you I'm offended, but I don't let them get to me. The leftists want to get to me, but it's not going to happen. So, but they want you to feel as if they've gotten you. You won. It's been 100 and a few days since Donald Trump became president, and a little over a month beyond that before, in terms of the win. So we're 4 months or so into the whole, you know, psyche of it all, and they want you to believe you should be the one that's demoralized. Look at Hillary. She's back on a stump. Barack Obama's now back, and he's going to be attacking. Let me tell you something. In a couple of months, Hillary Clinton will be off the speaking circuit. So will Elizabeth Warren, and the lamestream media will be even more marginalized because you're going to start seeing wins. I'm telling you right now, if I were the Trump team, I'd let them think they've got a couple of wins under their belt, and then boom, you hit them with a big one. So Trump's going to come out either with his tax plan, or he's going to come out with his issue on Obamacare, the repeal of Obamacare. Something big is going to happen that's going to constitute a win, and Trump's going to trumpet it on Twitter and get these people talking again, and you're going to forget that these people even came out to talk, the left, that is.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Darth, there were multiple ambush-style shootings in recent days of police officers in Missouri and Florida as well. And to go broader, 58 officers have been killed by gunfire just this year compared to last year when it was 36. What do you think is going on here?
Well, there's a number of things going on. One of them is this dangerous, hateful rhetoric, this anti-police rhetoric that has gone on in the United States for the last several years, which has emboldened people. There was a time in this country, and it wasn't that long ago, where crooks would be content with trying to outrun the police. The first thing they'd think of was run. But now they've been emboldened, and the first thing they do is think of shooting their way out of it and running second. Look, this is a sad day in America. When it comes to this sort of stuff, just with the things that you mentioned in just the last couple days, ambush-style attacks against law enforcement officers is up 142%. Killings of police officers in the line of duty is up about 45% just in 2016 alone. But I think the election of Donald Trump, who has shown unwavering support for the American law enforcement officer, and his selection for the Attorney General of the United States, Senator Jeff Sessions, will be a welcome opportunity for everybody in America to begin to support the law enforcement officers so they can go back and do what they do best, and that's protecting and serving their community.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. What a segue for me to talk about BleedingBlueMovie.com. I hope you go there. I hope you donate to get this movie out there. I had a meeting the other day with Dinesh D'Souza, who said he would gladly help me to promote the movie, gave me a lot of tips on getting things out there, some stuff that is, I think, has been invaluable to helping with the success of this film. And he flatly told me, he says, Kevin, documentaries don't make money. And he says, but if it's your mission to get it out there, that's fine. That's our mission. We're going to get it out there. I'm not worried about the documentary making money at this point. So anyway, BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go there, send all your friends, and help us to get this movie out there. We're not doing it for the money. We're doing it because we believe in the cause. And Sheriff Clark highlighted exactly what we're talking about here. The number. Did you get those stats? The number of police officers that have been ambush attacked, 140-something% killed in the line of duty, up, you know, percentage points. I mean, we're talking geometrical and exponential in terms of the attacks on police officers. And he's exactly right. Cop criminals used to just run. They were like, okay, you know, let's get out of here. Woo, everybody, the cops are here. Now they want to shoot it out. They've got the more firepower, and the worst thing is that they become emboldened. They were emboldened by an administration that let them get away with it, and that's what our movie focuses on. But what I want to talk about now is something that I think really showcases the level of vitriol and disdain that the regular public has for police officers, and it happened at a restaurant. You know, when officers garnered respect from law-abiding citizens and fear from criminals is gone. It's just no longer the case. Now, do criminals still fear the cops? To a degree. The real problem is the lack of respect from the regular general population of Americans. It's saddening. In several quarters of American society, disrespecting the police is not only commonplace, it's cheered. I mean, you want me to be more specific? Because you're looking at me like, oh, what are you talking about? And look, I'm not mincing words. It's black folks, right? Now, there's a degree of others, but in the black community, they've been taught hate cops. The very people that get the most help from police are told hate them. The same thing happens with Republicans, by the way, folks. The people that have helped black folks the most, the Republicans, are the most hated. Now, you think about that. Both of those cases, the cops are helping black people the most. Don't misunderstand me. The cops at times have abused black folks, but it was any time that's occurred, it's occurred because leftist Democrats encouraged it and allowed it. Ask yourself, in a Republican-run cities and towns where police are, everybody's cool. I mean, I'm not going to say everybody, but, you know, it's cool. No, cops, I grew up in a little town run by Republicans, and I got told cops were the scourge of the earth by everybody black. They told me one time, I tell this story every now and then, they told me, Kevin, so-and-so, who's a DPS, do not get caught by him on a highway where nobody can see you because he'll beat the crap out of you. And what happened to me? Within 2 weeks of that little warning, I got caught running a what used to be a yield sign, but they made it into a stop sign. And that very cop caught me, walks up to my car, got my hands up like I normally do. How you doing, officer? Says, you know what you did? I go, no, sir, I don't. He goes, you ran that stop sign. I said, what stop sign? That's a yield. And he goes, you've been away for a while? And I said, yes. He says, where you been? I said, I was in military school. He goes, well, they made it a yield sign because a truck came along and plowed somebody who just didn't pay attention. And so they finally said, well, we better make it a yield sign. I said, I didn't even notice. I've been driving these streets you know, for a long time. And he goes, I understand. And he essentially says, well, good luck to you and, you know, be on your way. Okay. Now, that was the people to...
Oh, he'll beat your butt, man. He'll kick your butt. He hates black people.
You know, it's like, no, he hates people to give him a hassle. Yeah, let me put it to you this way. So do you. There's not a person I know that you're doing your job and somebody interrupts it or makes it 10 times more difficult than it needs to be that you like. Show me that person. You're ordering food. Listen, I don't want the salt, but make sure, how do they make it? Do you make it like this? Listen, I want to be very specific. I want this on the side. Don't use butter. Did I mention I'm allergic to peanut oil? Yeah, waitresses love that, and so do cooks. And I could go on. You could just be the guy behind the counter getting me something. Hey, man, give me them cigarettes right there. You know, it's the way you say it, the way you do it. And you know the sad part? People just don't want to use common courtesy. They just flatly don't want to use it.
Why do I need to be courteous?
Because it's a good thing to be. Anyway, an example happened in North Carolina barbecue recently. A few of Raleigh PD's finest tried to eat a meal at Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue. And some employees, along with one manager, sang an anti-police rap song to him. It's called F the Police. It was written by NWA, which is, I'll clean it up, but it's Negroes with Attitudes is what the initials stand for, NWA. F the Police. Now, proponents argue that the song addresses racial profiling and police brutality, but it also talks about violence against the police. So, they sing this song to cops that just come in to have a meal. By the way, I don't know if you guys do this, but I do this. Whenever cops come in, I go to a chicken joint. Surprise, surprise. And from time to time, and I'll order my, you know, my meal. And I actually like their shrimp there at this chicken joint. But I go there, and invariably, cops are, you know, it's like it's in a high crime area, so they're always there. And I always tell them, I got theirs. And the police will be, no, 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 it's not necessary. I go, nope, I got it. Now, I didn't know this. It's only half. They charge whatever. If the meal's $10, they get charged $5. So it's only half. But I cover it. I probably bought at least 150 cops their meals. Not just at this chicken joint, but all over. Because anywhere I go, if there's a cop at a Starbucks, I got his. Because I appreciate what they do. This group at Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue sing F the Police. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell a restaurant, and the restaurant chain fell on the sword and said, we apologize, it was, you know, we didn't mean to do this, and, you know, our employees don't represent our views on the police officers. Because I was like, man, you know that place, if it gets robbed, that is a license to steal. Now, because you can go rob that place.
Smithfield Bus, Chicken and Barbecue is being robbed. Police need to respond.
Yeah, we'll get right on that as they continue eating their donuts and drinking their coffee. Because I wouldn't do it. I'll tell you right now. They say, what car we got in the area? I'd say we had to stop because somebody hit a dog. And, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We couldn't get through. I'll have more excuses than you can imagine. And I was thinking about this. If they would do that to you to your face, what would they do behind your back? So my hope was that these police go through the line and can see the food as it's prepared, because I'm telling you, I would not eat at a restaurant where, you know, people are singing F the Police and then cooking my food in the back. I've seen too many YouTube videos. Uh-uh. Short break. Back in a bit.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.